Hello, and welcome to today's lecture entitled Academic Plagiarism, the Use of Custom Essay Writing Services. I'll begin with defining plagiarism and its evolution, followed by what are custom essay writing services and why students use them. Then I'll identify some of the key problems associated with using such services, and finally offer some possible solutions. So let's begin with plagiarism. Plagiarism at university is a form of cheating and is a serious academic offence. It arises from work submitted that is not the student's own and has been taken from another source, usually including a lack of referencing, poor paraphrasing, or complete copying. The most common forms of plagiarism are copying, collusion, fabrication or misrepresentation, unacceptable proofreading, and commissioning work or buying essays. The focus of this lecture today is on commissioning work or buying essays. Now, universities use Turnitin plagiarism software to identify copying and collusion, but plagiarism has recently evolved into the use of custom essay writing services or writing mills, which circumvents Turnitin completely. A basic explanation of a custom essay writing service is that a student contacts an essay writing company with their assignment brief and is offered a price for a fully written essay that is guaranteed to be 100% plagiarism free. These services are widely available on the internet and at this time of writing, April 2019, are legal in the UK. In fact, the scale of the problem seems to be severely underestimated, with figures varying from 20,000 known bought essays to an estimated hundreds of thousands of possible graduates using writing mills a year. What is clear is that paying a third person to write an essay for you is considered contract cheating, a fraudulent behaviour that is a serious academic offence. This lecture will refer to custom essay writing services, writing mills, and contract cheating as the same thing. So, a quick search on Google will highlight that there are pages and pages of custom essay writing services. They also aggressively advertise on social media, in and around universities, and even on direct transport links to education establishments. These services will write anything from a piece of computer code through to a full PhD. The process is quick and simple. So for a 3,000 word, fully written custom business essay with Harvard referencing, it will cost around £330 for a 2-2 pass grade, up to £720 for an upper first class grade. Now, these sites all claim to have a pool of professional academic writers, offer complete confidentiality, and are 100% plagiarism-free. With regards to ethical rationalisation on contract cheating, this is often in the small print whereby many sites, but not all, state, "Our papers are for research purposes only and not to be submitted as your own work." Others state, "We provide model answers that you need to rewrite into your own words." However, research by Medway et al. 2018 found that some sites did acknowledge that their essay could be handed in as it was. I mean, overall, with claims that the essays have 100% originality or are 100% plagiarism-free, it seems reasonable to assume that these essays are written to be handed in as the student's own work. A question for many academics is, why do students cheat when they are paying to be educated? Unfortunately, there is not one specific answer. Generally, poor time management and multiple deadlines are considered the main reasons. There is also the pressure of such a high investment and a fear of failing. Of course, it is also seen as an easier option to obtain a higher grade, especially when there seems to be a lack of legality over the use of writing mills. Interestingly, research by the Times newspaper 2018 found that international students are four times more likely to use these sites than native students. The evidence suggests key factors are differing cultural interpretations on what is considered cheating, and or not being able to meet the academic conventions of analytical or critical evaluation. A key point here is that many universities are accepting international students with lower English abilities, and thus language competence is a significant reason to have someone else write your essay. Okay, so now let's look at the associated problems. A key problem is that using custom essay writing services is academic misconduct and is being deemed an ever-present threat to academic integrity. The Quality Assurance Agency, the QAA report 2016, states that when a student submits work that is not their own, it compromises the fairness of assessment processes. It brings the validity of the qualification into question, and it also poses a threat to the reputation of that university. To me, what seems more significant is that students are paying huge amounts of money for university education and knowledge learning, which is based on having a series of lectures and seminars and then extensively researching that given area to independently and individually shape that knowledge and understanding. This experience and comprehension is then shown through a written paper. If a student fails to follow this process of self-discovery, then they have failed to thoroughly educate themselves and maximise their investment. Furthermore, when graduating, they are falsely claiming to be a competent, qualified professional. Again, interestingly, The Times 2018 warns that students who have used writing essay websites could be identified in the future through confidentiality leaks or even future software that identifies patterns and similarities in the way the shadow author has written their contracted essays. This would lead to a degree being formally revoked and ending their professional career. So, on to solutions. It is true to state that it is incredibly difficult to prove that a student has used a custom essay writing service or handed in a contracted essays. Students can claim a variety of reasons why their essay is above their usual standard of writing. Examples are, a friend checked it for me, or I had a professional proofread, or with international students, I've used translation software. There has to be a multifaceted approach to solutions, beginning with all UK universities strongly condemning all forms of plagiarism, but in particular, focusing on the use of custom essay writing services. It seems fair to suggest that universities need to play a much more leading role in discouraging custom essay services by firstly providing much clearer rules on what is and what is not acceptable in regards to supporting students in understanding contract cheating and proofreading rules. This information should be clearly visible around universities on notice boards, university websites, and assignment briefs. Unfortunately, much tougher penalties need to be applied with instant expulsion for any type of work expected to be not the student's own. US universities use honour codes, which act as a deterrent whereby students sign a declaration of plagiarism and are completely clear on what is plagiarism and the consequences of contract cheating. In addition, awareness building, as plagiarism has evolved, so should writing procedures. A possible change would ask for a closer working academic relationship between students and tutors. This could be done through the student providing evidence on the process of their essay writing, starting with an outline, a first draft, a second draft, and a final draft, to the extent of even providing the sources and content where they had paraphrased certain elements if questioned. Assessments should also evolve to clarify a student's understanding of their work through the student either presenting their essay to a group of tutors or a viva voce. A simple guide would be if a student was unable to explain their research or answer questions on what had been written, this would constitute to a fail. A final solution is legislation, which needs to be brought in to shut down writing mills in the UK. Again, the QAA report 2016 and leading Russell Group chancellors are presently calling for a ban on writing mills in the UK and their subsequent advertising. This would follow similar regulation in line with New Zealand and America. So, finally, whether custom essay writing services can be completely controlled remains to be seen. The recent media attention and recognition of the problem is a positive step forward, but universities need to stop focusing on ratings and rankings and start to show much more commitment in tackling fraudulent academic misconduct that is becoming an epidemic. What is true is that if this contract cheating is not addressed, it will affect academic integrity, the fairness of assessment processes, and the reputation of the UK higher education system. Thank you. These are my references that I've used to create this lecture today.